second avodah, where the person has to be oivet, to come to the madrege, to be shakua and learning, to be sitting and learning day and night, is to know the klal, if toibli teraspicho me'al feizoho v'chesef. First of all, David HaMelech says, toibli teraspicho me'al feizoho v'chesef. Person will understand the chashivus of Tevi Teraspicho Me'al Feizor V'Chesef. He would not stop to learn. He will be yogea learning Omel B'Toiro. This B'Etzer will have to shaf the Amol Shul Toiro. I hear once a pshat from Odom Godel, it's a medrash. People think, what is the pshat Tevi Teraspicho Me'al Feizor V'Chesef? Pshat and Tevi Teraspicho Me'al Feizor V'Chesef is a person has two options. There's one option, Zor V'Chesef, to have all of the money in the world. And the other option is to be Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So he declares, if to be Rabbi Kiva Eiger, or to be the richest person in the world. Zag David HaMelech, Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizoho v'chesef. But the answer is, that's the mistake. Menachem Shkumen to David HaMelech, I think every human being in the world, if you will ask it, a normal mention, if you want to be other Rabbi Kiva Eiger, other Bill Gates, yeah? For sure we'll say Rabbi Kiva Eiger. But as a person that will not say Rabbi Kiva Eiger, I'm sure going. And the only people that are not planning to be Rabbi Kiva Eiger is people that they think that the Rabbi Kiva Eiger they will not make it. So man, I have the money. But Louis Tzuy and Marshall, they will know that the other Rabbi Kiva Eiger or the Bill Gates. If you promise me to come out of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, I'll do it. I don't want to suffer everything. Which is guaranteed to me that I will come out of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. People are scared, it's not going to be Rabbi Kiva Eiger, so he wants me to have a parnasa. How he will live in a couple of years. But Louis Tzuy, he knows it's going to be Rabbi Kiva Eiger. There's no suffering about it, that he will just Amma B'Teira. Avos gate David HaMelech. David HaMelech is talking to a person and has two options. One option is Kol HaTeir Kulo. Kol HaTeir Kulo. Chutz, one taste he would not know. Shavaprute, he would not know exactly what a Shavaprute. But apart from that, he knows Kol HaTeir Kulo. The first day is in Kiddush, of the Shabbat Pruta, he doesn't have. But apart from that, he knows Kol HaTeir Kulo. And at the same time, all of the guilt from the whole world, there's all the money in the world. So if it's Kol HaTeir Kulo, apart from Shabbat Pruta, exactly how it works, the Ritzui. And apart from that, he has all the money in the world. Or, you tell him, listen, you know Kol HaTeir Kulo with the stasis. Or you'll be poor all of your life. What do you prefer? Kol HaTeir Kulo, chutz from one teisves, and all the money in the world. Or Kol HaTeir Kulo with the teisves, without not even one. And then Zag David HaMelech, Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizoh v'chesef. And then Zag David HaMelech, Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizoh v'chesef. Zag di Yerushalmi, afilu dovo rechod midivre toiro, Toiv li yoiso me'al feizoh v'chesef. And this already, I'm not so sure if everyone here is masking to do. I'm not sure if everyone is masking. I say, Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizoh v'chesef, to be masking, to be poor all of your life. Or you have the option to know Kol HaTeir Kulo, chutz from one little thing. Das shen shtarker in Yisrael. But as I state in Medrash, Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizoh v'chesef, afilu dovor echod midivre toiro, yoyser toiv mikol al feizoh v'chesef. But the shadow, what is the avonah? What is the pshat in it? What is the feeling in it? What is the gedanke? Why it's like that? Why it's like that? So this is what I want to explain a little bit. Say Alamal de Moshel, a person has a dream. He had a dream that he won the big lottery. $500 billion. By night, tomorrow is a big lottery, $500 billion. He had a dream, the number is 2256. If you fill out this number. Gets up in the morning, you know, he knows the number. Thinks to himself, you know, $500 billion, what I could do with $500 billion. So he says, I'll take the first billion, I will open 10 yeshivas like yeshivas here. That was 60,000 people in my name. Then another billion, he will open 10 osamechs. Every second, a family goes about children because of him. Then the other billion, he will open 10 ken simchas. Every bacha will have where to go to. Chesed. Chesed to everyone. The other billion, he will open that tzol. Ambulances all over. Every person take a second till someone saves him. Then another billion is behadol, he will give out for free to everyone. Having gemolas. Then bikuchay, the machnasas kala, Russian, Chinese, all the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs. Like this, he will take 500 people in charge. Every billion, one guy in charge. We're taking the system 2 hours to put up the system. After 2 hours, he goes back to Bismarck to learn. He's all excited. He's going to buy the lottery ticket. In the way, you know, he's like jumping around the street, you know, he's going to buy this expensive lottery. He meets his friend. He asks his friend, where are you going? The guy says, you know, I had a dream. I'm going to win the lottery. 2, 2, 2, 6, another number. The guy says, and sure, I'm going. So he tells me, that's a highness in capital. Why are you going? Let me to go. So he says, you know what I plan to do with the money? I'm not planning to spend it. I'm planning. He says, I'll tell you what is my plan. My plan is like this. The first billion, 10 yeshivas meal. Second billion, 10 osamech. Third billion, 10 kem simcha. Russian, Chinese, all the mitzvahs. So I tell him, okay, so I want the mitzvahs. He says, I want the mitzvahs. So he tells me, you're sitting and learning anyways. Go back to learn. I'm promising you this is what I will do with the money. If not, I'm signing that the money belongs to you. So I told him, yeah, but you know, if you go, you know, you'll have the source of supporting 60,000 people every minute. You make ten osamech every second to your account of the Shemayim, flips in the family and became Balchuk. Yeah? You make all these kids to smile the whole day, you know. Come sing, you know, you make them happy. How much chesed it is. That's all, you know, you're saving people the whole time. I want 2 hours. I want all these mitzvahs. No, we'll go together. We'll do 50-50. State in Rambam, that I'm not allowed to go. Im Yoshev Eloimet, the Bola Mitzvah, the Yochel Asas Adai Acherim, state in Rambam, you're not allowed to mafsik Talmud Torah. The other person is promising he'll do the mitzvah, you're not allowed to go. The Shabbat, but it's not fair. I want to have every second a family became Balchuva because of me. Every second, 60,000 people are learning in my schus. No, everyone opens my gemaras. All these kids are smiling in my schus. Actually, I'm not allowed. I have to let the other person to do it. It's not fair. Position Rambam. Miyochol Asar Da'achirim. Also, Leila Hafsik Talmud Torah. You know what is the answer? Talmud Torah Keneged Kulon. If a person learns 2 more hours, he has a schar more. From 10 yeshiva smir, 10 osamech, 10 atzole, 10 kam simcha, for 2 hours to learn. It's the biggest schar. Wait, all of the schar, billions family became Baal Tshuva because of him, and he learned for 2 hours. 2 hours weighs it up. Not much, you know, fly off the scales, yeah? This is the way it weighs. No tzadnish does it, as it's the Rambam. Im yochel asar da'achirim is no hetra. One thesis is worth more than Alfei Zohar v'Chesed. Why? In Alfei Zohar v'Chesed, you can make 100 Yisachar v'Zbul. I don't have Alfei Zohar v'Chesed, but I will do a lot. That's a Talmud Torah Keneged Kulon. So you ask me, so you don't have to do mitzvahs. No. Sometimes you're oinus. Hashem wants you to see if you take it out of Nas Lasses. So then, if no one else could do it, this is the test. You have to do the mitzvah. But if Hashem didn't give you the test, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulon, you think maybe it's Chidushi, because it's a Rambam. But it's Mefush Taz. Shteyt in Taz, Shchnof Yoredei Yisim in Reishin and Gimel. Shteyt that, Godel Talmud Torah Yoyisra Me'atzolos Nefoshes. Zeh Paskin B'Ramon. Frank de Taz, Na'aloch is Nishtazim, Pikuach Nefesh is Deich HaKol HaTere Kulon. How you could pass in God the Talmud Torah Yisrael Me'atzolos Nefoshes? זוג דה טאז אפשר להגיד. גודל מי שנזדמה לו תלמוד תורה ומי שנזדמה לו הצלס נפושס. He brings a ray, Mordechai, his position in Sanhedrin was number 3. After the Megillah, they moved his chair down to position number 5. Why? So the guy says, Hashem doesn't like you learning so much. If Hashem would love you learning, he would leave you to sit and learn. And the Megillah will not be done with Mordechai and Esther. It will be done with Eich Weis, Moishi and Rus, Bishushan Abir. Not with Mordechai and Esther. Weiss this, Hashem doesn't like you learning, so he gave you to do the Megillah Shtikl. You know, if you would the Moshe save a buffer, and then he will become the God Lado, he will become Ramesh Farishti. You know, he said 5 kids, one became Ramesh, one became Zaman, one became Yankee Kamenetsky. You know, Mordechai saved Klal Yisrael. Bishusim, you know, came out of Rambam. The Itu, the Bahag, the Rashbo. Mishnebrure. Shasa is Vodos, Bishus Mordechai, yeah? That saved everyone that it came out, no? Hashem did it, every time Hashem does it. Every time it's Hashem, you're only a shliach. It was one time that you do. When you save a little kid that is going to drown, it's not Hashem. Mordechai said, if you went to push Esther, Tacharishi, but me, or there, maybe it's a gas, the Malchus, tour is closed, you might have a matzah. There she is. He did it. You know how much schusim Mordechai has? Gans Klal Yisrael forever. And Hashem doesn't like you learning. Like you learning, no one will hear about him, Mordechai. We'll never know that he exists. We don't know who's number one and number two there. And who's number three, four, that they put Mordechai behind them. Yeah? They're bigger than Mordechai. We don't know about them. Mordechai, so they move this chair down. The Taz of Birai. This is Talmud Torah Kenevi. I want to tell you. It's a doir, Baruch Hashem. A lot of good miles we have in this doir. The Yitzhahori every time manages to sit himself inside in the doir. You know, the Alamol, he knows two ways, the Yitzhahori. First, he pushes you away. He doesn't let you come to Bismedrash. When the Olam goes to Bismedrash, he goes into the elevator also. He comes in. From inside. Most of them, Mashchel of Bismedrash, he didn't have a shlita. You take him in the pocket, yeah? He goes in. He comes in. And from inside he starts. He tells you, you're learning. Look. Look at your friend. Look how much, what he's doing. He said, Alam Ol, I don't mean to speak against no one. Kulam Tzadikim, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Chavivim. So there's a bocher sitting and learning. And there's another bocher, you know, he handles the charuses. The bocher feels like, you know, a little bit like down. You know, the other guy's now running the show. Why is this Hashem doesn't like his learning? Because it's around the show, you know, you like your learning, so you can learn. I'm not sure right now that you're taking against the guy that has Misal the Chavusus, yeah? Could be his Mechuyot, Hashem gave him a Nisayim. But Baruch Hashem, then Hashem let you to learn. That's what you have in Beritus, Hashem left you to learn today. Tomorrow he'll give you something else and he will have to learn. It's not the opposite. It's the Derech HaMelech. It's the way. This is Chashivus of Tayyip. And I got married. So now I want to learn. I had to get married. It's a kiddushin. So I made up with my wife. It's only a mosh. But I made up with my wife that she, you know, she said she wants a husband. So I said, you know, 1 o'clock, I will come home every night. Until 6 o'clock, I'm home. 5 hours. It's almost quarter of the day, yeah? Quarter of the day. Two quarters of the day. I made up, you know. 5 hours, I'm a shuba to the house. The rest I could learn. Well, here I go. Came home 2 o'clock. Like my rabbits, you know, made up. From 1 o'clock, the sick belongs to me. So I'll tell you what happened. I don't know. I came back home, exactly 1:58. I saw a bus tipped over. 20 people flew out the windows. So I ran mouth to mouth to save them. Not I know how, but you know, till the tide put an ambulance, you know, it took me an hour, and the ambulances came, and my mamish came down. Kol hakavod, sorry, kol hakavod, my husband, I'm proud. That's not what I tell you, I did something a little bit bigger. I learned an extra hour tonight. How proud you now? I learned an extra hour. I didn't say 20 people, I learned an hour, billion people I saved. No, you're very happy that I came late. This is our mistake. If a person It's Alamo, a person sitting in the dorm room, here screaming, here two people drowning in a swimming pool. So you run, you jump down, yeah. Even in the middle of the winter, you don't feel that it's cold. You experience, you know, when you come out, then you feel that it's cold. When you jump in, find the key, you even don't feel that it's cold. You took out two kids. The day after it, here another two kids drowning. You don't say, I saved yesterday, I'll not jump again. Yeah. You jump, even if you're tired, you jump. You save these two kids. Baruch Hashem, four kids are living. You go around the whole day full, you know, like you manage to do mitzvahs. Yeah, you manage full. You save four kids. You know, you feel good. Yeah, full with good. You know, this good feeling. If a person will teach himself that if he learned the hour, he feels good. He learned the hour, saved 100 kids. He will not manage to close the gemara. He's picking up kids, 100, 200 kids, 500 kids. You would have to save the kids from the Holocaust, yeah? 6 years you'll be running saving kids. You'll not be tired for a second. That's billions. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Someone comes up, you know, you have a chetipza, you could mamish. Moshe, why is no head in Moshe? Because the word can't sit, yeah? Because I would say, Eini yochel asal de'acherim. I'm all, I thought, Eini yochel asal de'acherim. And I heard that everyone wants to go anyways, yeah? So now that you go, you probably get over middle day. You don't get a schar. Because you sit in Gehenna for every day that you didn't learn. You don't get a schar. It's mitzvah b'avir. You can't say I'm doing a mitzvah. It's not mitzvah here. Someone else wants to do it. No one else wants. The person that made it, say it. No one else wants to do it. He had to do it. But now when five people are fighting, you're not allowed to fight the beater. If you fight the beater, every day that you don't learn, you get a punishment. You don't get a schar. But mitzvah b'avir. Even the little bit schar is not I don't know if you get it. Very schwach. Yeah? If a person will feel similar, it's like Bachar taught me once. That's my yeshiva, Bachar yeshiva. But he gets sipuk from it. That's the problem. He gets sipuk from the Kiddushin. You know how much people are smiling during Kiddushin? Rashba, Ritva. I want to tell you, it's not hard to sit and learn. It's the emes. It's not a nisayon to sit and learn. If you mindset yourself right, the chashivus of Talmud Torah, you cannot close the Gemara. You have to fight with yourself. I'm asking you, you're sitting in a room and two people are drowning. You have to fight with yourself to go down to save them. To save them, not to save them. To save them, not to save them. You jump. But I'm tired, and I didn't sleep yesterday. You jump. Not even the same, becomes a friend from a different yeshiva, needs a bit chizuk, you stay up 5 hours by night with it. The machazik, yeah, Epshel will help. The Yerkes, yeah, but Ramashana. Yeah, he has to speak out, it's Tzoras. He finishes for you, he goes and invites someone else to speak out his Tzoras, yeah? But you think that you're doing a mitzvah, speaking out to this Bachar, speak out to his Tzoras. Right? Well, you were tired before. He's coming to If we will know the chashivus of Torah, Chaznish writes, "Hoyoratz behorim ubagvois kimishtageya, kimishtageya." Zok shleim haMelech, David haMelech, toiv literas picha me'av v'zorot v'chesef. Toiv literas picha me'av v'zorot v'chesef. It's better from Alfa Yisrael. A person has to teach himself. A person has to teach himself. The Hashim is the Torah. So this is the Emes. This is the Emes. So the Taz says that Mordechai was a Tvir. But Mordechai too died for that Torah's Klal Yisrael. Im Teiroso Yoiso Retsuyo, Hashem would give him to learn Teire, he would feel he did much more from that. There's two ways to come to this Akkor. There's one way is Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner, in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, he explains that Be'etzem, the way Hashem created the world is, איזה חזל. כל העולם כולו עם ניזוין בשביל חנניה בני. וחנניה בני די לו בקו חרובים מערב שבס לערב שבס. Again, I'm speaking now without prayer, no one in Klal Yisrael. Just to Bnei Aliyah. Kol ha'olam kulo nizrim b'shvil Chananya b'ni. V'Chananya b'ni day lo b'kav charuvi me'arav Shabbos le'arav Shabbos. So it's not Chananya b'ni. It's kav charuvi me'arav Shabbos le'arav Shabbos. Couple streets near Chananya b'ni lives Kal b'Savua, we'll call him. And he's giving the snowcare in Cheshbon. There's a fund of $24 million here, fund of $24 million there. Every Yosem and every Almona, I tell you, they support all of that big, regular big Chonis, they support all the poor people in the Tzisrol, all the Almonas, all the same big. Givaldik. Don't say the names. Yeah. People respect them. It's very nice. As a person, you know, he attended it, it's hilarious, it's very respectable. I'll be, you know, as a person, look what he's doing. And we laugh. Chananya B'ni will not learn. Mr. A, that has billions, will not have billions to give out. So Chananya B'ni gives money to Mr. A that he could make a study for. And if Mr. A would not do the stakafon, Chananya B'ni gives the money to Mr. B. So who is the biggest supporter of poor people? Chaim Kanievsky. Not because people give the kupas ha'il through him. Because when he sits and learns, the people have the money to give out. He's giving out money billions the whole time. Kol ha'olam nilui. If I can. When the Dami Chochem starts to enjoy the world, it's a different class. He enjoys his Torah Ma'ala. He cannot enjoy. But you know, look how much stuff he's doing. Sometimes, this gets a hold of our door. And I'm saying things, I want that you'll have them for all of your life. It's a hold makes you to feel sometimes what I could do already. Sitting in a little shtad, I didn't make money, I didn't become a shishiva. So what I'm doing, this is the way the it's a hold brings people. You have to know, you're sitting and learning. You're doing the right thing. You are mutzlach, not because Chananya is saying shir, not because Chananya is a big Rosh Hashiva, not because he has a yeshiva, because he's sitting and learning. He's befalls the whole world. He's magni the whole world. He comes up to the Shemayim. Wow. Chananya will have the schar. Kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil Chananya b'ni. Kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil Chananya b'ni. This is what Chananya did. Chananya gave the Torah, the Parnassah, to God's Klal Yisrael. This is what Chananya did. This is the biggest thing in the world that a person can do. No one could take it away from you. And lefum tzara'ad, person is depressed, doesn't know what to do. Go open the Gemara for an hour. You know what you're doing for the hour? That's what Nefesh HaChaim explains. It's not only that in the hour, you're talking getting a schar keneged kulo. In an hour of learning, you too oif keneged kula. You give the koyach. Azeva, it's poshut to every person in the world. When you support, Hashem supports. I'm the tzinner. I know everything is with the Chibur Yisrael. But I'm the tzinner. Sitting and learning, this is giving. So it's two ways, I'm saying. For a person to live it. There's one way to understand that the schar in the Shomayim, if Talmud Torah is connected kulam, it's bigger from everything else. One way. For some people it's enough this way to live. To people that need more machshava and amkes, to understand that by the hour of learning, the tu'if and the ilomis, you ask him why, I will say, the mitzvahs also. Istakel b'iraisa v'bore alma. Everyone knows the Chazal. Istakel b'iraisa v'bore alma. The world, lo ibrisi, chut v'shamayim v'oretz lo yisamti. The Torah is the maimid. And we know, b'ira oyo v'b'oyser shalom b'ira zakol. Every minute, amechadesh b'tuvoi b'chol yom tomit. Ka'omur lo oyser oyrim doylim. Rav Shechaim explains. Amechadesh b'tuvoi b'chol yom tomit. Not le'osa oyrim gdoilim, le'osa. every second Hashem creates the world. But in the first time He created it on His own. From the time the Torah was given, we are learning and we're creating it. In the minute that if someone will not be learning, will be no more Torah in the world will stop. Hashem is mechadish the world the whole time. So you're doing the most chesed in the world that could be. The most chazakas Torah that could be. What I'm telling you now, if you would live like that, we know when it's young, it's not to learn. But it's always machlish that. It's machlish. It doesn't want you to think like that. If you think like that, it's no way it's a hard. But the avoid is, you have a schus to do things like that. You have a schus to do live like that. If you will do live like that, you will live it. And live it. And have this argoshes. Person has Ein Aroich. And the Chiyud Lefkowitz told me once that a person will come to the Shamayim and he will tell you, but the Ribbono Shel Olam was so hard for me, I couldn't. Hashem will tell them, but why you didn't have these machshavas? So don't think, oh, I had such misyoinus. It's not misyoinus. Because you didn't have the right machshavas, doesn't matter you. Person doesn't think the right way, and the mele it's hard for him, it's his loss. I saw a letter from Reb Chatzke Levenstein, Alter Mashiach in Ponovich. He said that he had once a question, what is the pshat in Klal Yisrael? You know, the midbar, and Hashem doesn't give him nine lishtois, and there is no food. But Klal Yisrael having it hard and hard and hard, and again and again. And he says, Shuv choshavti le'atzmi, Cheskel, you're already 70 years old and you have such questions. You don't remember and understand the whole life from the minute you're born till the minute you finish is nisoyen laver des Hashem. Just Hashem sometimes gives it harder, sometimes easier, sometimes like a fire that you have to pass, sometimes it's easier. But it's 24 hours only a nisoyen to be able to Hashem. So you can't ask a shayla why in the midball every second it gets hard and Klal Yisrael fall. The whole world, the whole time, 24 hours is a nisoyen. This is the tachlis Hashem. But if a person is misgaber and he sits and he learns and he has this chashivus, he will not have a yitzhar. He will manage to learn. I'm saying the avoid is to take these machshavas, to put these machshavas inside your head, and the main of a person that is Hashem. I heard once an eitzah, how to live this machshavas. For any person to take himself, chutz from alek kviyasim, to take on himself, to find time that normally he doesn't learn. It could be by even kavua, it could be by even arai. But also, now, on the 7:15. Yeah? So he knows, I'm saying that was 9:15 in a good case, if not, he just comes to say that well tonight. Yes, it's an hour and a half now to eat supper, yeah? If you eat for an hour and a half, it's very big, yeah, if you eat an hour and a half, yeah? So what do you do for an hour and a half? They call it you putch around, yeah? Take 5 minutes. In this time that you're doing, you know what? I have now 5 minutes. I will learn 5 minutes. I can't take nothing. I'm not a master. I can't if I'll be too much. Chazal Shalom, I'll become that normal. I know all these chashashas. But I can learn 5 minutes. Chashivas is 5 minutes. You know what 5 minutes does? I just save five people. You get used to learn 5 minutes. You teach yourself the chashivas of Torah. In Ruchmias, Hashem says, Bitchu li Pesach. Don't say I'm living now the whole day that the learning is givaldi. 5 minutes. I give 5 extra minutes now for chashivas of learning. When a person does that, that's Hashem, and I've siyata d'shmaya to go weiter and weiter.
Everything is true, also true, and true, which is not.